We did the math.
Oh my God, $500 for driving school? That's like 100 $5 footlongs. Wow. I just did that in my head.
And it's going to take more than one hero to save this city.
Look around. A bunch of thieves turned fugitives. Joker's delusional daughter.
A sidekick.
Batman's orphan.
Anybody want to give me a crash course on being vigilante?
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, March 14th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. The Last of Us wrapped up its fantastic first season Sunday night, and we already know that season two is on the way. But according to showrunners Craig Mazin and Neil Druckmann, they have plans for the show beyond that. In a new interview with GQ UK, they were asked if season two would encompass all of the second video game, The Last of Us Part Two, to which Mazin replied, quote, no, no way. To which Druckmann added, quote, it's more than one season. Well, the creative team would not divulge any additional details, but they did confirm with the reporter that more than one season for game two is factually correct. And Mark Ballas has won his final Mirrorball trophy. The professional ballroom dancer, who rose to fame over 20 total seasons on Dancing with the Stars, has announced his official retirement from the Disney Plus reality series. Ballas made the announcement at the conclusion of the final leg of the Dancing with the Stars live tour on Sunday night. Ballas returned to Dancing with the Stars for season 31 after having not competed on the show since season 25 in 2017. He won the Mirrorball Trophy this past season alongside partner TikTok star Charli D'Amelio. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Number three. Court is in session for our number three pick today on the new episode of Night Court. Abby's fiancé, Rand, believes that she's having a hard time connecting to Olivia. To try to help the two bond, he pushes Abby to show off a side of herself that she usually keeps hidden. Elsewhere, Dan and Gergs team up to save a bench in the courthouse that means a lot to Dan. Here's a sneak peek at the episode.
Sanford Day O'Connor, you let me fall asleep. Now Dan's bench is gone. Why'd you have to sing those beautiful lullabies?
Hey, Kirk.
Dan, I'm so sorry, but God bless Sandy with a beautiful gift.
Lullaby.
I don't know why you're doing that. Shh.
All right,
I gotta show you something.
Timo and Carol's hookup closet? Now everyone knows that's where they go to make out and vape.
Not today. I hid in here where you guys were sleeping. Now, all we have to do is take it down the freight elevator, which should be easy and poetic, because that was Sorensen's emergency exit in case his secret family ever showed up.
What's this? DTF 512. Oh, well, yeah, everybody's DTF at the start of spring.
No.
Wait, there's no T. So what's DF?
Danfielding, all right? I carved it in there, when I won my first case in court.
Ooh, someone's coming. Oh, top of the morning to you. What brings you here?
Well, you can catch all the courthouse chaos on the new episode of Night Court tonight at 8 on NBC.
Number two.
You might want to get your eyes checked before watching our next pick, the new episode of How I Met Your Father. Sid and Jesse show the gang an old college ritual, and they all spend the next 2 days completing new tasks in an attempt to win a group rewardship mint. Elsewhere, Sophie and Valentina head to driving school to start lessons, but first they have to take a vision test. Have a listen to this clip.
Oh my God, $500 for driving school? That's like 100 $5 footlongs. Wow. I just did that in my head.
Damn, you're like a Goodwill hunter.
Doesn't matter. We have to learn how to drive because we don't want to drink the drippings.
Hi, Sophie and Valentina. My name is Phyllis. I've taught 4,000 people how to drive, including the two Gyllenhaal siblings. I just need you to pass a little eye exam.
Uh-huh. Whisper the answers to me.
What? Why?
I can't see for shit, okay? Just help me.
G.
C.
G. What are you, deaf too?
G.
E.
C.
No. E.
Clearly you're cheating. Sophie, I'll go get your enrollment paperwork. Valentina, get your eyes checked.
Yikes. Well, let's hope Valentina's next stop on the rewardishment tour is the eye doctor. The new episode of How I Met Your Father is streaming now on Hulu. It's trivia time. In that preview you just heard of How I Met Your Father, character actress Jan Hoag makes a guest appearance as the driving school teacher. Now, she's played plenty of standout characters in her career, like Miss Agatha Bean on Scream Queens, the maid who gets her head shoved in a hot fryer. She even had a part in which one of this year's Oscar-nominated films? Was it Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Fabelmans, or Triangle of Sadness? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
knowing the
more about gel coat
when the fourth round would
don't you call in the
don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/Awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
Our number one picks today, plural, are pretty super. It's the season premiere of Superman and Lois and the series debut of Gotham Knights. Now, up first on the new season of Superman and Lois, the Kent sons are learning how to control their super abilities with the help of their father, Clark. And when Lois suspects she may be pregnant, she reflects back on what her and Clark's family means to her. Have a listen.
A new fortress.
I thought it was time to make one available to the whole family.
Lois, Jordan,
and Jonathan.
Hey, your flying ability has really improved.
By whom?
By myself.
This is my one chance to see you two dressed in anything other than hoodies and tennis shoes.
Oh, look, Sarah's here.
Today just reminded me how truly magical it is to be a mom. Even when it's hard, it's the best thing in the world. I might be pregnant.
What can I do for you?
I signed the divorce papers.
Lois is missing.
How could you just leave her?
Lives were at stake.
My daughter's life is at stake.
Isn't this what you've been training for?
I can't do this kind of stuff alone.
You invited me out here to recruit me? Are you okay? Can you hear me?
We'll find her. We are going to get through this as a family.
Well, then, hero or villain? The line between the two is thin on the new series Gotham Knights. Now, similar to Disney's Descendants, Gotham Knights will follow the children of classic Batman comics heroes and villains. Bruce Wayne has died, and Harvey Dent is relentless in trying to figure out who murdered him. Batman's adopted son Turner is framed for the crime, and the Joker's daughter Dwella is also a suspect. And now, with the help of Robin and his friends, Turner will have to find a way out. Here's a preview.
Petty theft, grand larceny, assault.
Are you really the Joker's daughter? Is that why you murdered Batman?
I am gonna find who did this.
With no Batman, who's gonna solve the murder of Bruce Wayne?
They think I killed my dad because I wanted his money?
I'm Robin. We have to go.
We're gonna find who really killed my dad.
Look around. A bunch of thieves turned fugitives. Joker's delusional daughter. A sidekick. Batman's orphan.
Anybody want to give me a crash course on being vigilante?
We will no longer live in fear.
Their new heroes are also their most wanted fugitives.
Time to pick a side.
Well, DC Comics fans, tonight is your night on the CW. The new season of Superman and Lois kicks off at 8, followed by the series debut of Gotham Knights at 9. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Jan Hogue had a part in which of this year's Oscar-nominated films? Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Fablemans, or Triangle of Sadness? Well, she's ready for her close-up, Mr. Spielberg. The answer is The Fablemans. Hogue plays Nona, John Ford's receptionist, at the end of the film. And who, you ask, plays legendary director John Ford? Well, none other than legendary director David Lynch. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day. Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.